Thunder Bay. Sean Kennedy wants to be the voice of youth on City Council, bringing new ideas and a new perspective to City Hall. City Council needs a younger voice, he said, joking that in his mid-30s he's not super youthful, but would be well below the median age should he be elected on October 24. Politics, he said, has been in his blood most of his life. I've been passionate about this for years. My father was part of the public school board for a very long time and I've always been very interested in these kind of things. I think it's about time that a guy with some level-headed opinions finally steps forward and puts action to them, said Kennedy, a lifelong resident of Niebing Ward, where he's one of six hopefuls looking to take over the soon-to-be-vacated seat. A graduate of Lakehead University who works in the agricultural sector working on capital projects that provide economic benefit to Thunder Bay, Kennedy said he wants to keep an eye on new developments happening in the ward. I know it's a concern for a lot of residents, particular involving increases in traffic and public safety in general. But I think if they're done right, if they're done with the community in mind, that it can be a great success. Like many of his fellow candidates across the city, he believes the indoor turf facility, as proposed, is at an impasse and must be revamped in order to move forward. I don't think the community is quite behind something so opulent, and some would argue, needless, Kennedy said. In talking to the communities that have been so passionate about getting it off the ground, they've voiced their concerns that they just want a place to play. They don't need a cafeteria and a this and a that and a jumbotron, Kennedy said. They need a place to play so they can continue their community. Crime is also a big topic he's hearing about as he knocks on doors throughout the region. I think we need to start looking at a more multi-pronged approach. It can't all be a fist pushing you down, there needs to be a hand there to help you when you are down, Kennedy said. So I'd like to see either through Thunder Bay Police, or through another means, lifelines sent out to people to help draw them out of bad times when they happen. Knowing there will be plenty of new faces around the council table, it's going to be a learning curve for many as they try to learn the ropes. Kennedy said his personality makes him a really good fit to fill the vacancy left by Cody Fraser's decision to not run for a second term. I'm a people person. I know there's going to be a lot of different opinions in the room and a lot of potential for some hard-headed viewpoints on something. But as a group, we have to be ready to work together and compromise where need be, to make sure for the good of the community we're getting things done. That's where I hope to shine the most.